From KBIA in Columbia, I'm DC Benincasa. Missouri's death toll from the coronavirus is rising sharply. The state announced 161 new fatalities today. The Springfield-Greene County alone reported 19 deaths. The state analyzed several death certificates and determined that 137 deaths that had not been previously reported were due to COVID-19. One of those deaths was in August, 11 were in October, and 125 were in November. But deaths have spiked this month too. Greene County officials said 43 of the county's 239 COVID-19 deaths have happened since December 1st. Missouri school children will likely have to take standardized assessments in the spring, but the state will not measure school districts' performance based on the results. The State Board of Education today decided after a long discussion that tests should still be given. Members say students' progress during the pandemic needs to be measured. But board member Pamela Westbrooks Hodge says the education department could come off as tone deaf to parents' concerns if it requires testing.
And so how do we create a win-win that gets the state the data that it needs to take action and develop a strategy, but addresses the concerns that we're hearing?
Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven canceled last year's standardized testing in the spring shortly after schools closed. A majority of public school children are still learning from home. Missouri officials have certified that President Donald Trump comfortably won the state's 10 electoral votes over Democrat Joe Biden. The board said 70% of the state's registered voters cast a ballot, compared to a 66% turnout for the 2016 election. All states must officially certify election results before the Electoral College meets on December 14th. Missouri's Education Department will not require public school teachers to get a coronavirus vaccine. The state's vaccine distribution plan includes teachers in Phase 1 as essential workers. Education Department spokeswoman Mallory McGowan says they've been getting questions from teachers about the vaccine.
There's nothing mandatory about this vaccine for educators, and making that clear to them. That's where things stand at this time.
There are nearly 70,000 teachers in Missouri. Teachers could begin receiving a vaccine in February or March. A police association comprised mostly of black officers is urging St. Louis County's police chief to address long-standing racism within the department. The Ethical Society of Police represents about 300 officers in St. Louis. In a letter sent Monday to St. Louis County Police Chief Mary Barton, the society says it is still waiting, since Barton became chief in April, for her to take action in addressing their concerns. In a statement, Barton says department leaders have been in discussions with the society, the St. Louis County Police Association, and the police department's diversity and inclusion staff to address the society's concerns. I'm DC Benincasa, KBIA News, Columbia.